Hachette Audio presents The Pathway to Success, Letting God Lead You to a Life of Meaning and Purpose. Written by Joyce Meyer. Read by Jody Carlisle. Introduction. Most people want to succeed. God also wants us to succeed. But it is important to understand that what God considers success is not always what the world considers success. The world considers people successful when they have a lot of money, own their own business, hold executive positions, or achieve fame and recognition. People with well-respected careers, such as doctors and lawyers, are viewed as successful, as are actors, actresses, singers, and celebrity athletes. Highly educated people and those regarded as experts in their field are also thought of as successful. But as Christians, we don't base success on the same criteria the world uses. The Bible teaches that we are in the world, but not of the world, and that we are not to be worldly. John 17:11-15, and Romans 12:2. The backgrounds and behind-the-scenes lives of many people the world considers successful reveal that they are unhappy, unkind, unloving, or self-absorbed. We also hear that they sometimes struggle with substance abuse and relational problems. They may work hard to obtain the positions they have, only to discover that they are unfulfilled and really don't know who they are apart from what they do. Recently, someone told me he had been in a respected profession for 25 years. He is now retired and said he felt he had lost his identity. He said, "I used to be at the top of my profession and now I am nothing." A child of God never has to feel this way because we know we are much more than what we do. We find our value in our relationship with God through Christ. God loves us, and having His love is more important than having anything else. Isn't it good to know that God doesn't love us for what we do, but He loves us because we are His children? In addition to what I have already mentioned, many so-called successful people are lonely. They have put all their time and energy into being at the top of their profession, and as a result, they often do not have meaningful relationships. For many people, their primary pursuit in life is...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?